Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SP Apparel's H1 Q2 FY23 conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then one. I'm sorry, by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Rochelle. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, I would like to welcome you all to Q2 and H1 FY23 post-result conference call of SP Apparel Limited. Today, we have with us the senior management of the company, including Mr. P. Sundararajan, Chairman and Managing Director, Ms. S. Shanta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. S. Chengurun, Joint Managing Director, Mrs. S. Lata, Executive Director, Mrs. P. V. Jiva, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. V. Balaji, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to the management of the company for the initial remarks, post which we can start the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Sundararajan, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, SP Apparel Limited. Very warm welcome and greetings to all who are present in this con call to discuss the Q2 FY23 performance. I hope and wish that all of you and your loved ones are healthy and safe. I would like to update you on all the buybacks. The regulatory approvals have. Sorry. I would like to update you on the buyback. The regulatory approvals have come and expecting the process to be completed within the regulatory timeframe. Advertisements on the offer has been given, and please check the information in our website. Also, please note that the buyback offer is open from today. Let us discuss on the performance of the company division-wise. Garment division. Our garment division revenue for this quarter stood at rupees 269 crores versus rupees 183 crores for Q2 FY22, which is at a growth of 47% year-on-year. The total exported quantity stood at 16.37 million pieces. Adjusted EBITDA of the garment division stood at 48 crores for the current quarter versus adjusted EBITDA of rupees 40 crores year-on-year. Our current order book stands at 356 crores. Capacity utilization as of today is around 75% and is expected to increase by around 10%-15% going forward. On the FTA front, we are looking for the FTA to be signed by end of December because of the change in the U.K. Prime Minister. We are hoping for favorable stance now. As we informed you earlier, our new factory at Sivakasi is under process and is expected to be completed by end of June 2023. With regard to spinning, now we have commissioned 1 MW of solar plant in our spinning plant as part of our sustainability strategy. Going forward, we propose to increase 1 MW every year, and this is expected to contribute to the margins going forward. Last 3 months, spinning production was reduced due to the high cotton price and low yarn realization rate. Hence, margins from spinning plant was negative at the EBITDA level during this quarter. Further, cotton prices have corrected, and now we hope that cotton prices will correct still. Spinning plant shall contribute to the margins going forward. With regards to the processing division, in spite of coal availability issue and the rise in the input cost, our processing division was able to perform well with good utilization levels and contributing to the margins effectively. With regard to the SP Apparel's U.K. division, SP UK has seen a lot of disruptions in supply chain, majorly due to the third wave in the UK and Europe. Revenue for this quarter stood at GBP 2.12 million as against the GBP 1.24 million quarter on quarter. SP UK has made EBITDA margin of 2.9% as against the loss Q on Q. I am confident that SP UK will be able to come out of this crisis and will be able to do well going forward. Regarding SP Retail Ventures Limited, currently we have 65 stores under all brands. We have opened two new stores for Angel and Rocket in Bangalore and it is doing well. We have also opened stores for Head, which is also doing well. SP Retail Ventures made a revenue of 17 crores, made an EBITDA loss of rupees 2.5 crores for the current quarter. Crocodile has been making profits and however the new brands that we have added and their fixed overheads are pulling down the margins. We firmly believe that the other brands that we have added will perform well and we are confident that with brands like Crocodile, Head, Angel and Rocket and also Natalia will do well and will be able to list companies separately. Currently our liquidity position is strong and we have serviced all the debt up to date. Thank you. And now over to CFO Mr. Balaji.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, one and all. I would just run through the numbers of SP Apparel.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. May I request you to please move the phone closer to you, sir? Your volume is a bit low.
Is it audible now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed. Thank you.
The revenue for the quarter stood at 314 crores as against 222 crores year on year. The growth rate at 41%. EBITDA stood at 44 crores for the current, adjusted EBITDA stood at 44 crores as against 44 crores last year, which is flat. PBT margin stood at 30 crores as against 31 crores quarter year on year. And our PAT stood at 23 crores as against 23 crores year on year. The revenue for the first half stood at 567 crores as against 354 crores, which is 60% growth. EBITDA for the first half stood at 96 crores as against 65 crores last year, which is a growth of 39%. Even though the pressure in the cotton prices have reduced the margin by 140 bps. PAT margin stood at 65 crores as against 47 crores year on year, which is a growth of 12%. And our PAT margin stood at 48 crores as against 34 crores, which is a revenue of 40%. The division-wise contribution for the current quarter is like 82% garment division, SP UK 6.4%. And retail 5.4%. EBITDA margins for the garment division stood at 17.9%. SP UK stood at 5.3%. And retail had a negative margin of 16%. The garment division grew by 47% for the current quarter. And retail division degrew by 19%. And UK degrew by 19%, and retail grew by 17%. Our current liquidity position is healthy, and we have a long-term debt of 46 crores and a short-term debt of 108 crores. Gross debt at 154 crores, and we have a cash and cash equivalent of 67 crores, which is a net debt of 87 crores. And the other data are available in the presentation and we can take into the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question at this time, please enter star then one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may enter star followed by two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Gunjan Kabra from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
That's a good top line in a very, very difficult scenario. So my first question is, the growth rate in the revenue is pretty high in this very difficult scenario also. So what has led to such high growth rate? Any change in the fundamental factor that you're seeing when, you know, EU, European Union and the UK are not having a great time? First question is this.
See, in terms of the growth rate, if you are looking at year on year, last year, first quarter, we did have some disturbances because of the second wave. Like June 20th, the factories were all closed because of the second wave. It was a disturbance of closely around 25 days. And it is a low bottom base which we are looking at. Point number one, and point number two is that the current utilization level has increased comparing what we had last year. Now we have moved significantly higher, and that's why the you are looking at the growth rate which is on the optimistic side.
So as we mentioned, since we have been able to mobilize the workforce, so that is one of the reasons why we have been able to increase the running machines and been able to book orders for that.
So even if we see quarter on quarter, the growth has been very good. It has been around 24-25% of sales growth. So wanted to understand, like, in this time also, are we are we increasing our wallet share in the existing customers, or we have acquired new customers, or, you know, the China Plus One or Bangladesh Plus One is playing out favorably for us? Because I understand that we deal in the baby garments, and that baby garments demand is very, very good all the time. But again, like, because these countries are having a very, very slowdown type of a scenario, so what is leading us, and will this continue? How does the order book look like right now with respect to this?
You should please be informed that there has been an increase in the average unit price due to two reasons. One is the raw material cost increased, and the second one is the product mix has changed. So we are doing some, you know, high value products also. So these both put together, there is an increase of about 10-12%. In addition to our additional production capacity increase due to mobilization of workmen. So these are the two reasons. Otherwise, we always are, you know, booked, you know, no matter whether the business is coming from China or Bangladesh or anything. Still, we make sure that we are fully booked for next 4 months all the time.
Okay. So the last quarter, our order book was around 400 crores. So what does the order book look like this time?
Yeah, these are all in the pipeline. So because of this recession, the order placing is slightly getting late. So now we have only 350 crores as against 400 crores of last quarter. So it's all under process. So as of now, we are booked until February completely, and March we are partly still open. So these things will definitely be filled.
Okay. So also, since the last quarter, we had one factory with two lines operating and second shift. So has that number increased right now, and what's the plan? Like, every quarter we are planning to increase one or two lines. So
compared to last quarter, this quarter we have increased one more line. Maybe in next quarter we'll be increasing two more lines. So as we already agreed to that, informed to you, every quarter we'll be increasing one or two lines.
Okay.
Ms. Kapoor, I'm sorry to interrupt. May we request you to please return to the question queue? There are several participants waiting for their turn to ask a question.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Ridhesh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Ridhesh Gandhi, your line has been unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
I just had a quick question with regards to, you know, we are hearing of some, you know, excess inventory, et cetera, in actually with retailers and, you know, some degree of potential slowdown in the EU and the U.K. Are we seeing any implications of that on our order book at all?
Not really, see, because there is definitely recession in all the retailers. With the retailers, there is no doubt about it. But as we always say, we are in the niche segment for the babies and the kids. There are always the business inflow is there. Not only that, during this recession time, all the retailers have, you know, strategically they are planning to consolidate the number of suppliers. So this is a right time for them, you know, it's a good opportunity for them to do a consolidation. As we mentioned the last con call also, we are getting into other segment like menswear, ladies wear, all other things also. So that is also one of the reasons. So we are not having any issue with the inflow of orders. But definitely there is a recession.
From an order book and a revenue angle, we are kind of able to retain the guidance which we had provided earlier with regards to the kind of revenue growth we were expecting.
Yeah, that will be done, surely.
Surely.
So the question was, any sort of expectation on when we expect the pressure on the profitability to sort of go away? Because, you know, I think we were indicating 18%-20% EBITDA margins, which as per our calculation at this level of revenue was also slightly actually kind of conservative, if you will. You know, I think we could do higher. Any idea on sort of when we can sort of get back to normalized profitability?
No, as we still stick on to this 18%-20%. Definitely now there is a lot of pressure on margins. See, because of the recession, there are many factories even within India are not fully booked. So they are desperate for the booking their orders to fill their capacity. So there is definitely a severe competition, acute competition, which we are prepared to face it. And then probably because of the consolidation, the preference is given to us. Only thing is the margin, which we have to offset, you know. That's the only situation. Otherwise, we can maintain this margin.
20%, we should be back as soon.
Sorry?
We think 18%-20%, we should be back as soon.
It should not be a problem.
Okay, sir. All right. Thank you, sir. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Green Lantern Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
So my question is again on the margin front. Can you explain in detail, like, where the 6% loss of margin has happened? Like, if you say MTM loss in foreign exchange, can you account it, how much it was?
We have never said that there is an MTM loss, because the adjusted margin, what we have given, is 17.9% without the exchange. See, this time the margin pressure came from our spinning plant, where, if you have heard the chairman's opening remarks, he has said that we had EBITDA negative margins in the spinning plant because of high cotton prices and low yarn realization. That's, in fact, the only area where the margins have lost.
So, Mr. Balaji, I mean, if my understanding is correct, we buy cotton and make yarn, and this yarn we consume internally. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Now, typically, we have an order book of 4 months in hand. Then I'm not able to understand that where this cotton spread or yarn price decline would have impacted us, because we have already booked the order 4 months in advance, and even if we would have bought cotton in between, we have already accounted for the conversion to yarn and yarn to the product, whereby our margin would have been already pre-decided at the time of booking of order. So I'm not able to understand this arithmetic.
Yeah, you have to understand this first, because here, when we do costing with our retailers, we work from the yarn prices, not from the cotton prices.
Market price.
And that will be the market price, because yarn price is same for every manufacturer. So we work from the yarn price, which is current market price.
So when we do the garment costing, we do the costing based on the yarn price of the prevailing market rate. And when we produce the yarn, we internally we do the costing based on the market price. Even if the yarn price goes down, that is going to be the market price. And the cotton price goes up, which will be definitely offset in our entire margin.
Okay. So when you say 20% EBITDA is a target, this is always based on the market price of yarn?
Yes.
Yeah. And in case we get a spread from cotton to yarn, that would be additional EBITDA we can generate.
Exactly. See, this time we have there is a loss of margin in due to this cotton yarn spinning division. But sometimes it can be the other way also. It will boost up the margin also sometimes.
It did in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah. So as you explained in the initial remark, from the current quarter, you are seeing the cotton to yarn is more or less now positive.
Yeah, it's more or less. Still, it is not very close to breaking even.
Close to break even. So at least this can take us back to 20% margin soon.
18-20.
Yeah, right. Sir, second question is, now as the rupee has appreciated versus UK, and I mean pound, and our larger exports is to UK, then in the new order booking, are we getting the pricing in terms of, because we may be selling in sterling pound, so are we getting that incremental pricing for this rupee appreciation?
No. So although our business is, you know, predominantly, it is international is a major, UK is also there, but you know, for one customer it is in dollar term, and one customer it is on the pound term, and the remaining is euro also is there. So there is a mix of all. Majority is, I think, dollar, euro,
pound.
Pound is about 45% is pound. Yes, we will definitely get the advantage, but you know, the customers will, because of the recession, there is a strong negotiation, but we are able to breach them to some extent.
So how confident are we that we should be able to get back to irrespective of currency movement? I mean, I don't know going forward, because we are 100% hedging, if I remember correctly. So going forward, how soon we can get back to this kind of margin profile?
See, the margin
is already there.
While in terms of 18-20%, we have just it is a 10 bps reduction, and which we have indicated last call itself. And this is purely because of cotton to yarn correlation and nothing to do with the exchanges. Okay. So if you look at how the costing happens, is that I take current market price in terms of cotton, yarn, trims, accessories, and my wages, and work on it with the current currency rate, and take orders. I don't get into the additional margin which can come only by hedging it.
Right. And we hedge it, right, sir?
Yeah, we hedge between 80-90%, we are hedging it.
Okay. Sir, just the last one, if you allow me, is how do we see the demand going forward? Because if you have to plan for next 2 years, how do we see, irrespective of this inflation, slowdown in US, UK, Europe, everywhere?
Sir, definitely there is a slowdown. There is a recession for next 6 months. Everyone is expecting the recession to continue for 6 months. Well, again, because there is a consolidation going on in terms of the supplier base, so we stand to gain the maximum advantage from our existing customers. So we will get our orders filled for our capacities. There is no doubt about it. But definitely these orders will be, you know, from other small players from this country and other countries. So they will definitely suffer.
But then will that allow us to grow by 15-20% as we are targeting?
Yeah, between 10-20%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Shikha Mehta from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers during challenging times. I have a couple of questions. So in your presentation, you've mentioned that the realization has improved by around 17.4% in the first half. And I'm assuming some of this is due to the high raw material impact. So now as we see cotton normalizing, would we have to reverse this price hike?
See, in terms of the increase on the raw material cost, see, just now I explained to the other person that the costing works based on the current yarn price, current trims, and current currency price. So if there is a reduction in material cost, it needs to be taken.
Correct. So are we indicating that we might see some trimming in the top line, or will volumes equalize that?
But simultaneously, we are increasing the capacity also, no? Quarter on quarter.
Right. So broadly, the increase in volume will normalize the price reduction.
Yeah,
exactly.
There will be a reduction in the unit value realization.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about
right.
it. But that will be offset by the increase in our production capacities.
Right. So also, could you help me understand what happened in the retail division a bit better? Because last quarter seemed quite positive. We ended having positive margins. And this quarter, again, we've been at negative 16%. You said in your opening remarks that some of this was due to the fixed cost attached to the new brand. But when can we expect this to normalize, and how should we look at this going forward?
Chandran, will answer it?
Yeah. So, hi. In terms of retail, the first quarter, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay. So, the first quarter was positive. One reason was because we hadn't launched the brands in terms of the inventory for the new brands, Angel and Rocket and Head. And in terms of the Crocodile, sales was really good for the first 3 months. And the second quarter is normally includes July, August, which has end of season sale, where we might have to give discounts for some stocks. And with regards to the new brands, it was more on the gross margin level rather than the overheads, because we've maintained the overheads, not increased much, considering we already have a retail setup. But the concern was on the gross margin levels because of the smaller quantities for the new brands. So that's the Q2, and the Q3, we're expecting it to be much better than Q2 because of the festive and all. But Q2, the difference was on the new brands in terms of gross margins.
And the minimums, right?
Yeah, because of the minimum quantities. That was the issue.
So for Q3, can we expect to break even or not yet?
I don't think I should be giving a guidance on that. I'm not sure, but Q3 has been definitely good. The October month has been better, but December would still have, again, end of season sale. So it would be a mix of Q1 and Q2.
Right. So another thing is, could you please help me understand, post the FTA, are we going to see a shift from countries like, say, Bangladesh, etc., and are we looking to earn market share? And without the FTA currently, could you help me understand our competitiveness with them?
You're talking about SPUK?
No.
Can you repeat that, please?
So post the FTA, we'll be looking to gain market share from countries like Bangladesh, right? So if you could explain how that would move, and also our current situation, how competitive we are with them.
Yeah, see, once FTA is through, definitely the customers will take the benefit out of it, because, you know, they would like to increase the business in India. And the big question is, India should be able to manage the entire volumes, you know, because of FTA, there will be a lot of orders coming in. So only the big players are ready to, you know, grab those businesses. But we think there could be a chance, possibility that the margin could increase slightly better than this one if the FTA is there, because we have better negotiating power now.
Right. And currently, how competitive are we with Bangladesh?
Bangladesh and Sri Lanka and Pakistan.
Okay, so our pricing would be more or less similar is what we're alluding to.
Exactly. Now the landed cost of India after post FTA will be at par with Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and Pakistan.
Ms. Mehta, I'm sorry to interrupt, but maybe I request you to please return to the question queue so that we can cover the other questions as well.
Yeah, surely. So just one follow-up on the same question. And pre-FTA currently, what would be the difference across in the pricing?
What is
that? Right now, as on date, before the FTA, how are we placed against, say, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka?
So there is a difference.
Is a 9% is it? 9.5% is the difference. If the negotiation starts for them, it is zero. We will be minus 9.5.
Okay, good. So I'll come back in with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aman Agarwal from Carnelian Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So the volume ramp up from Q1 to Q2 looks really...
I'm very sorry to interrupt. Mr. Agarwal, can you please use your handset? Your voice is a bit muffled. We can't hear you very clearly.
Sure. Is it better now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, first of all, sir, congrats on the volume ramp-up from Q1 to Q2. The volume ramp-up looks really impressive. So, my question was regarding labor addition. So, how much labor would we have right now at the end of September 22, sir?
So, there has been a continuous increase in the labor force. So, we don't see them. It's a continuous process. It's an ongoing process. So every month there is an increase. Although there are attritions, but still, you know, we are working to improve the retention, and we have increased the water level of the workforce strength. So we will be able to manage and continue to increase the labor force by 10-15% every quarter.
Okay. But any number, like how much is the number of labor right now after Q2?
That we can discuss later on the numbers.
Okay. So my second question was on finance cost. Like, there's an increase in finance cost Q1Q. Like, we have 8 crores of finance cost in the console balance sheet compared to a 5 crore finance cost in Q1. So, why this increase in finance cost even when our debt has basically declined since March?
So the finance cost is purely an increase, is purely because of the restatement of my foreign currency packing credit, where you know that dollar has appreciated or rupee has depreciated closely to 82 on one specific, continuously. So last 2-3 months rupee has been weakening. So the PCFC, the packing credit which I have taken in foreign currency, is getting restated, and the restated loss is close to around 4 crores, which I guess will be, is only a notional number.
Okay. Understood, sir. So in terms of capex, we have done around 29 crores of capex during the first 6 months. So, like, could you indicate, like, which areas have we basically spent capex on, and what would be our full year of capex basically guidance?
So, this capex, what we have done is purely to enhance our hostel facility, and you are looking at the previous year number, I guess. So, the previous year we had a different agenda in terms of increasing the capacity at our spinning plant. And this year, it's purely the hostel facilities are getting expanded. So the capex is purely towards that.
Got it, sir. A final question, sir, on working capital. Like, our working capital has slightly improved compared to March. So what has led to the improvement in working capital, and how do we see this going forward? Like, do we see further improvement in working capital in the future?
The working capital improvement is purely because whatever inventory which we have bought during the March, the cotton inventory, we have consumed this. During March, We used to have inventory to an extent of 95 to 100 days, and now the cotton carrying is closely around 30 days. So once every time when the seasons, we are coming towards the end of the season, we used to buy cotton towards 90 to 100 days. So that there is no big quality and availability issues.
Okay. And our final question on SPUK, like, do we see this margin basically continuing given Q1 was impacted, but we have recovered well in Q2. So do we expect this 5% kind of EBITDA margin will continue in second half also?
Yeah, very much. We will be able to restore this situation in Q3 and Q4. So because the things are getting better now, but unfortunately there is a recession, but still that will not have a big impact in our UK business. I'm confident that Q3 will be better than Q2 and so on. And subsequently Q4 will be normal.
Got it, sir. Thank you and good luck for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter *1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Neeraj Mansingka from White Pine Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we are, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, my question is, so how much was the increase in employees in just a broad number in quarter on quarter from June to September? Approximately.
Sir, around 500.
Around 500 people, yeah.
Well, that's a very good commendable, I think. Congratulations on that, because I think that was a big, gradually we were expecting this number to go to what number? I think the past year indicated around 15,000.
Yeah, that's what our target is, yeah.
Okay. And when do you see to achieve that number, like by which year or quarter?
We should reach it by June 23.
That's quite quick. Anyway. What the machines, how many machines we have? It's still a 5,100 or...
Yeah, we have not added new machines so far. It's 5,100 and our utilization is closely around 3,700.
3,700.
Yes, 3,700.
Okay. Can you just request a reiteration on whatever Ms. Sundaragan has said about the outlook for Q3 and Q4? I was slightly confused because one side you said that it's only a recession, on the second hand side you are saying that you will see improvement in Q3 as well as in Q4. So can you just reiterate, like, is it what you're saying that your industry is not good?
Neeraj, if you recollect all the calls which we have already discussed about the growth, we are looking at 25% year-on-year growth for FY23 as a whole. So, like, when you compare Q2 and Q3, Q3 has got a lot of offs because of the Diwali festival. The production days are low. And so we are looking at 25% growth rate for the whole year. And we are working towards the 25% year-on-year growth.
Year-on-year.
Yeah, I'm not questioning that. I'm just asking another question related, that on one side you're seeing the recession in the UK side, but you're also saying that Q3 will be in volumes will be better than Q2. So the reason I'm asking is that because you have said about consolidation of suppliers by your buyers. So are you seeing confirmed trend that you will see a growth and whereas the industry should be not
strong? Q3 there are more number of holidays due to Diwali. So this number, it will not be more than Q2 number. It will be at par with probably.
You have to look at year on year. Year on year, we will be definitely better growth rate for Q3.
Oh, yes. Q3 22 versus Q3 23. Q3 23 will be better than Q3 22.
Got it. Great. And thank you for the call and as well as I think commendable work on hiring people and during that time. That was the problem I think you've taken care of. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Please.
So I have a couple of questions. So first one is, sir, on generally you mentioned about FY23, but in terms of preparation for FY24, I think your new Shivakachi plant also will be commissioned soon. So for 24, what are your internal expectations in terms of garment division growth?
Actually, internal expectation is like from 22 to 23. Same, we are planning for 22 to 23 also.
23-24.
So that is 25% growth, is it?
Yeah.
So this year you should be ending somewhere around 1,000 odd crores in the 950 odd crores probably in the garment division. So on that 25% growth. Is that the right understanding?
Yeah, right.
You got the numbers, sir.
And sir, the second question is to Mr. Chenduran. I think if you look at the retail business numbers, we are actually below the pre-COVID levels. We used to do around 20 odd crores pre-COVID times. This quarter we have done just 17 odd crores. A lot of retail and branded companies, what we have seen is that most of them have grown past the pre-COVID levels. But in your case, despite addition of new brands, obviously that those are at initial stages, but it seems the recovery is much lower than a lot of other, and even on a lower base because your base is too small.
How
should one think about this business?
So the biggest thing about pre-COVID level is I think we were selling in 100 brand factory stores under Future Group, which contributed to almost 60% of the turnover at that point of time. So it was around 50 CR for the whole year. And the number which we are talking, comparing like for this year, all the EBOs have grown 25%, even wherever shop and shops wholesale we've grown. The biggest chunk of the business was almost 50 crore of business, which we don't have currently because you know the situation with the Future Group. Now it's been taken over. Part of the stores have been taken over by Reliance. The business is picked up. So I think we started launching in some of those stores back again from November. So 6 months of no business, which used to contribute 50% at in 2019, pre-COVID levels. That's a lot of impact we've taken from that particular channel. But the good news is we've moved or we've grown in channels which have actually contributed most of the gross margin levels in terms of Crocodile. So that's actually helped us in a way.
Okay, understood. And on this low base now, given that you've added few more brands now, your 3 to 5 years outlook, because you talked about listing this entity, given it's very small, what are your aspirations here? How you want to grow? If you can just explain in terms of retail, in terms of EBOs and e-commerce, what is the plan here?
Okay. So in terms of the SP retail as a whole, for the next 1 year, we're trying to maintain things in terms of grow just organically, not try to expand more geographies or more brands or more product categories because we want to be careful about the inventory. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. So the next 1 year plan is to be sustainable and grow organically. But from that onwards, once we sustain there in terms of inventory, we now know what sells well with Crocodile, what's the kind of product, what geographies work. Even with the retail partners, as I said earlier, with Future Group, there has been a lot of concern. So we've corrected all of that and we've grown in terms of per square feet, per store has all been growing. In terms of the channels, there is more scope on the EBOs and whatever EBOs we've opened in the last 1 year has performed exceedingly well. And we're positive that we can expand more EBOs, both company owned and franchisees. So COCO and FOFO stores in the next 3 years. We're currently at 60 EBOs, but we'd want to be closer to 100 in the next 2 years. At least next year, and after the year one, we'd probably be trying to touch 100 EBOs. That would be the biggest growth. E-commerce as a platform, we have been doing well, especially with the launching of the new brands. But the only downside to that is in terms of the returns and discounts, all of it. So we don't want to be identified as brands which are running discounts all the time. So we are looking at doing exclusive collections for online or marketplaces going forward. And distribution or wholesale is another huge area where we have been consistently improving, and all the payment cycles are fine, the inventories are going well. So that's the reason why next 1 year the outlook is not a huge aggressive plan to make sure that we sustain ourselves for the growth. But years 2 and 3 from today, we definitely be expanding more into the EBOs and distribution.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter *1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Vikas from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my first question is with respect to our sewing machines capacities. While our current machine count remains the same, but when we say that we have added one more line in the last quarter and one more in this quarter, so how much does that add up to our overall capacities in terms of manufacturing? And while we're going ahead, we do have plan to add one line every quarter. So while keeping the machine count same, how much does that overall add to our overall capacity, and what is the utilization rate that we expect going ahead for the increased machine shifts that's working in two shifts as well?
Yeah, see, the night shift is the second shift. Roughly, approximately, per quarter we'll be able to add about 50 machines to 100 machines. 50 machines, have to be on the accurate side. Every quarter there will be 50 machines added. So gradually, over a period of time, in the next 1 year time, there will be about 200 machines.
Understood. And how many machines out of the total that we have can be shifted to two shifts?
All machines can be used, but it is only the line, production line.
Yeah, we have to set the night shift production line. We need to train the night shift operators and things. So we just like that, we cannot fill, you know, within 1 month or two. So gradually we have to do it, because we are very, very new to the night shift operation, and especially in garment division, garment manufacturing, not many factories are doing night shifts because of so many controls required.
Right. And that also depends on the availability of hostel facilities, right?
Yes.
For that plant.
Yes.
So what is our like target even for the hostel facilities also? Within all our plants, what is the thought process there?
So see, already we have hostel facilities in certain plants, and we are trying to expand our hostel facilities in that specific plants, so that we can accommodate for the second shift also. And please note that a line is only 20 machines. So when CEO was talking about two lines every quarter, we should be closely on 40 to 50 machines added every quarter. And moreover, only when you have the capacity for hostel facility, you can expand with the second line or the second shift for production. So we are planning to, by end of March 2024, we should be having 200 machines in the second shift. Same machines can be used. It will be only the supervisors, the production people will be changed. Other than that, the same machines will be used. It will not be a separate machine.
Understood. And
it is applicable to only the hostel factories, not all factories.
Right. Understood. So what would be the, you said one of the key reasons for the dip in the margins was the spreads that we got from the cotton and yarn. So what is the current, so are there like current inventory that we are currently holding, is it like aligned to the spot rates, or is it still higher than the current market rate.
The inventory what we are holding is only towards 20-25 days of inventory, okay, which is at the current market rate.
Yeah, currently now at par the stock what we have, inventory what we have cotton is at par with the current cotton price. Yarn price. At par with the yarn price.
Right, sir. Right, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the question.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bhavesh Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Bhavesh.
Yes, sir. So thanks for giving the opportunity. Sir, two questions. First is about the buyback which has started today. Are we seeing a promoter participating in the buyback, or it's like only the outside investors are participating in it?
No, if you see the offer letter, I think the intention of promoter being participating in that is already being provided, and it's provided in the offer letter.
So promoters might participate in the buyback.
Yeah.
Okay. And another question is, sir, considering UK economy, now do we see a sense of urgency on diversifying our geography, or are we comfortable with such kind of growth rate in UK geography itself?
No, see, we wanted to add new customers from the other geography also, this time of recession in US and other areas, you can't expect the orders to come flow from new customers. The retailers will not look at new suppliers to be added because of the recession time. So we have to strategically look at retailers who are ready to bring more orders. So this is a tough time. In fact, the recession is hard in US. We wanted to penetrate into US. It may take some time, but definitely we are looking at diluting our concentration in terms of UK.
Getting a new customer's entry is it's a difficult thing at the moment, because they are looking at, you know, feeding to their own existing suppliers. Hmm. So they are not looking for any new suppliers. At the same time, the good news is that the existing our customers are consolidating, so we are getting more business from the existing customers. They are not allowing any new vendors to their supply base.
Right. Understood. And sir, the last question, how do we see a IRR of second shift working vis-a-vis adding up new machines? Are we definitely seeing a significant advantage having working second shift, or is it better off adding up new lines itself?
Bhavesh, we are now in the process of setting up the second shift. And once we have, say, a full year run of second shift, looking at IRR could be better. For me, generally looking at the second shift IRRs, it should definitely be far better than the, it should definitely improve in terms of margin, because the fixed cost is getting diluted.
Understood. Yeah, also even probably the investment might also be lower.
Yes,
I'm not sure. Hostel facility would be an add-on investment also in this.
Correct.
Understood. All the very best, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our last question is from the line of Anil from Smiths Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for a good cash flow wise performance. Sir, just wanted to know, last time, you mentioned that supplies to some of the clients will start from Q3. So, I mean, have we started something this quarter, or
is it getting postponed? As we mentioned, the two customers we started in the last quarter.
Hmm. Okay, we have already started supplying to them. And sir, any cancellation from any of the existing clients? Any order got cancelled?
Fortunately, by God's grace, no.
No, that's a good news, sir. And sir, just some bookkeeping question. If I may know, what was the total volume? We have given export volume in the presentation. What was the total volume, sir?
We have additional 0.6 million.
0.6 million. Okay. And sir, if you can give me region-wise breakup of sales and currency exposure.
Anil, I think currently I don't have the numbers. Yes. Let me share it with you. I'll send you the numbers.
Okay, sir. No worries. Yeah, I think that's all from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks to all the participants in the con call and showing interest in the in your company. And as I always mention, that please stay confident, stay assured that we will be keeping up all our commitments. And we have always we have a plan of next 2 to 3 years. That's the kind of visibility we work. So we know what we are doing. I don't think there will be any unexpected situations may arise, except other than the external factors. So we are going steady, despite the recession, despite the cotton price increase or whatsoever it may be. And thanks for all your support and the confidence. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, with that we conclude this conference call. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.